boys and girls and nerds of all ages, I present to you the Notion Nerd Podcast, presented by two British nerds with a rubbish sense of humor who talk about all things nerdy like Notion and productivity. The excitement will be unbearable.
Hello and welcome back to the Notion Nerds Podcast. This is episode 10 and today we're talking about Notion aesthetics. If you haven't seen us before, I'm Jonathan Stewart. I'm a simplicity specialist and official Notion consultant who helps small businesses and micro teams to grow their business in a way that makes sense for them using simplifying their business, simplifying their tech, and then finally, simplifying their Notion. And the bobbling head next to me is Danny Hatcher, who's now going to introduce himself.
For those of you that are listening, I wasn't actually bobbling my head that much, but I am Danny Hatcher. I'm a content creator on...
And if you go back to the YouTube channel, where this eventually gets posted when Danny pulls his finger out his ass, he was bobbling quite a lot.
You mean just like you?
Yeah, like I just was then. Yeah, I was just mimicking you. As you were.
I'm going to ignore that side comment. Do you know how much work I do on YouTube already? Do you know how many comments I've had to delete?
You know how much work I do. Fuck you. We both do loads of work. It's not just all you, boy.
You just stopped my introduction. How rude. See, people, this is what the podcast is full of. It's full of John derailing the conversation, interrupting what I say. And now he's not going to say anything because he's thinking he's going to be smart ass and he's going to sit there with a smile on his face. Yep, no, there you go.
Carry on. Introduce yourself. You know, come on. So, people want to know who you are, Mr. Non-Consultant, because yes, you've chosen not to.
I'm not a consultant, not a Notion consultant. I am I'm a creator. I'm a YouTube creator. So I help other creators with workflows, essentially making their lives easier, whether that is with Notion or with any other application, because there are so many other apps and so many other things that creators need. Let's be real.
And if you're wondering how every single episode there's a slightly different introduction, at least my introduction slightly the same every time. Yours is just like wildly different each episode.
Well, yeah, because I mean, essentially, I'm a content creator and that's literally it. I create content. And that is telling my story, whether that is an app-related piece of content or a monetization piece of content or just general creator piece of content. It's very vast because that's what I enjoy doing.
Vast.
Because that's what I enjoy doing. I like working with people, but I also find irritations with working with some people. So it's,
That was very politically correct.
Well, the podcast that's recorded, that's going to be shared with loads of people.
Yeah. I wouldn't say loads of people. A small audience.
Enough to fill up a classroom at school.
Oh God, we're going back on talking about school now. So if we are recording this episode immediately after the episode from last week. So that's why we're just like, oh gosh, more conversations about school. He's got school on the brain.
Because we are productivity individuals. So I was going to say consultants, but we're not both consultants. You're a consultant, I'm a creator. And productivity, because we're batch recording stuff.
Oh yeah.
Ahead of time.
We're pros.
I didn't say pee-pees in the last episode.
End of.
Rebecca, I didn't you're gonna, pee-pees you're gonna, in the last episode. Yeah. We are professional podcasters. We are pee-pees.
We're really not. Anyway, this episode is 4 minutes in. We're going to finally start talking about what we're talking about. Notion aesthetics. Making your Notion aesthetically pleasing to the eye. And also opinions on Notion in terms of how it looks, because I have received quite a differing opinion. Some people absolutely love how Notion looks and other people absolutely hate how Notion looks. It's quite a fascinating discussion, and dark mode versus light mode.
Or dark mode with the extension. You've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like black.
I had to get rid of the extension because it was screwing with my whole entire system.
That's not good. So when it comes to aesthetics, I think there are lots of different things that come into play. First thing, color palette. I I am a fan of colors. I like my colors. For those of you that have not seen, my room is bright orange.
So you sounded incredibly camp queen. I like colors.
I do colors. Like
colors. I do like my colors.
Are you being offensive? Are you trying to be? Should we go political right now?
No, we shan't.
Yeah, so I like colours. And Notion's colours suck. the colour palette sucks.
Yep.
Give me more colours. No, don't give me more colours. Give me better colours. Yes, if you like pastel colours, great. But if you don't, you have to use inline math. And inline math is a good hack to get whatever colour you want. But using inline math means it's not text. So you're restricted with what you can do with it, how it looks, the fonts you can use. And yes, you get more fonts with inline math, and that's my go-to for it. But you don't always want to be writing in inline math, because when you have to edit things, it becomes a hassle. Like, if you have seen a whole paragraph written in inline math, you have to go and edit it. It's not fun.
No. And also, you can't add links. There have been multiple times where I've been in, like, you know, when a database goes full page, when you step back from something, there's been times where I've been like, I'll just add an instruction so you can go back to the home page to make it easier to have a template for people who are relatively new to Notion. And I'm just like, okay, cool. That's quite small. Oh, I'll just use inline math and make it bigger. Ah, crap. I can't use link, so it's absolutely useless.
Well, you could use the link on the block. Or are you talking from there too?
No. It wouldn't be. It would be in like the small, tiny description thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Because on a full page database, you can't have anything other than the database.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah, and when it, because I know you use inline math for other aesthetics in your space, such as your theme. Is it theme of the week? Theme of the day?
Theme of the day. Yeah.
Theme of the day. With the new aesthetically looking bug fixed scroll bar.
It was a good day when I saw that.
So for those of you that don't know, the Windows version had a bug where the bar on tables and stuff was just nasty.
It was the Windows default bar, which for anyone who has even started using Note, like it is hideous. It's function over attractiveness and aesthetics. It's yuck.
Yeah, but I'm glad they've changed that now. Moving with the inline math I mentioned, you can have font changes. You can change the font. If you know all the abbreviations like BF and BBF and SF and all the other stuff, you can look at the KTEX cheat sheet for that.
PP.
Now who's the child? But the actual fonts you get inside of Notion, do you change them? Do you actually use any of those, the mono and the serif?
I think I started using them in the client portal just to differentiate them slightly because people were moaning at me. No.
The thing that sort of like gets on my nerves a little bit is there's no switch to make it consistent. It's always
set
to default. And if I was to change the font, I would have to change the font on every single page.
Yeah.
And I do not want to have to go into every single page and change the font. I already have to go into most pages and go full width if it's not in a database.
I wish they did that and they had like the default for pages where it's they're adding it to the new customized page thing that was just launched over the last week or so, being able to customize the page so it automatically goes to full width and automatically sets a certain font. That would be so nice.
Oh yeah.
And another thing with with tables is you can't change the font on tables like full page. You cannot do that. It has to be each individual entry on the damn table, and it's just like, I can't be bothered. No, I cannot be bothered. It's not worth it to get things done.
No. If you're going to make something Like the Notion bar, if you're going to make something like that and the Notion zine, and you're just going to have aesthetically looking articles, pages, newspapers, whatever, then that makes sense. If you're going to do a template like that and you're going to have the font settings like that, makes sense. Or if you've got minimal pages, like Teresa, I can't remember what her handle is on Twitter, but Teresa, and I'm not even going to attempt her last name, Teresa Yu. You can read it out for me. But she has, I think she uses Mono in her space, but she has enough pages. She doesn't have loads and loads and loads of pages. So she doesn't really, I can't imagine it affecting her workflow that
worth
much.
Well.
Sorry?
Worth under Teresa's handle is worth underscore well.
Okay. So I knew she recently changed it to one, like one across the board. So, right. But yeah, so she has enough pages where it's obviously a Notion space, but there's not too many spaces on too many pages that require the font changes. Maybe in the future, if they did turn that as a switch, where you can just turn it on or turn it off, then people will expand out their pages with fonts.
Yeah, I mean, some people just enjoy that functionality, you know.
Would you want more fonts?
No. Never. There's a reason why I moved to Notion. And the first thing that attracted me to Notion was the lack of options, was the lack of styling options, I should be more specific. Like, I like the fact I can't fuck around with heading ones and do 500 flipping thousand million different ways of doing it. That just distracted me from what I actually needed to do.
How do you not do that with inline maths? There are so many things you can do with inline maths.
Well, that's another reason why I kind of focus
on big, large, or huge, or bigger, huge.
It's because I'm more focused on. I do get distracted by that, but there's a friction point. You have to really think about it to do it, and so I have on purposely steered myself away from diving too deep into the different stylings. I know there's 8 or 9, but I'm not going to dive very deep into it, because if I start doing that, I'm going to spend more time messing around with that than actually, you know, growing my business, scaling my business, and moving forward with what I'm doing.
And messing around with Notion formulas.
And messing around, yeah, exactly. That's way more fun. And so for me, I just I know it's there, and if someone wants my help to build like a beautiful little, you know, daily graph, I do like the table. The table really does add a bit of flair to my Notion space that wouldn't be there otherwise.
It does look good, and you can do quite a lot when it comes to inline math and making it look good. I mean, the Nerdy Notion has obviously recently done a video around calendars, making a calendar inside of a gallery view.
That looks gorgeous. I'm getting that looks really now cool. Because.
So that you're going to ask.
So that she can. You're going to ask her a link. It's a really good video, and genuinely, you should go watch it. People should watch it. Because it looks gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, no, Rebecca, we're not adding it into the space, because personally, I don't find it useful. It just looks nice.
Rebecca's going to see it, be like, nope, I'm throwing knives at you now. We're having that.
It does look very good. I'm just looking at it now. I'm just like, oh, this is so nice. It's so aesthetically pleasing. I'm someone who is not the most aesthetically, you know, directed person. I prefer form over, you know, like function over form and how it looks and stuff.
Obviously, we did just moan about the scroll bar.
Yeah, but that's because it just looks shite. It looked horrendous.
It was still
like
functional.
If things are just functionally simple, which is Notion kind of very simple, it's very minimal, and also I've been exploring Ghost as a platform to do blogging, and I love the fact that I can't fiddle for hours. I'm really enjoying that, because with apps like WordPress and Webflow, where my current website was hosted as time of this like recording, hopefully by the time this comes out it won't be, I spend far too much time designing and tweaking and playing, which is fine when I want to do those things, but if I have client work, or I want to be working on something that's actually going to push my business forward instead of just messing around with the line height of a freaking piece of text, I will do those little minutia things. I get very distracted by tiny little things way too much.
It's almost like playing spot the difference for a client. The client looks at your website and then they look at it 2 days later and you're like, can you see it? See what? You haven't done anything.
It very much is, because it just doesn't matter. No one cares.
And that's why my website looks so bad.
Yeah.
I've literally gone, there's a background color. There's blog posts. Let's put it up.
Well, it's like my personal, I finally have a domain that's actually my name, Celebrate. That isn't like jstuartuk.com, which is not confusing whatsoever. But I have a website that's mine, which is just johnstuart.me. And it's so empty. It's like, it's just text. It's just me writing because I like writing, which I've only just remembered that I do like writing. Can I add that? Yeah, I know you don't like writing.
I don't like writing or reading. Having said that, though, I do enjoy... Not necessarily writing articles or blogs or anything like that. I mean, I guess academics kind of threw me away from that anyway, because writing tons and tons of essays is not fun. But writing some of the blog posts where I can sort of like go into however I've done something, that's kind of exciting. It's almost like talking on paper.
Yeah, so, that's how I use writing. I just talk, which is funny because some people really love it. I had a client recently go, oh, I love how I can hear your voice with what you write. And then another person went, you just sound like you just spray whatever's out of your head and just dump it on a page. And I'm like, that's because it's exactly what I do.
Yep, you summed it up.
Because I like that. I don't see any point in censoring how I feel, which is why I've created my own personal blog, so I could just talk about anything instead of being restricted to just business and stuff, because there's more to me than just Notion and business, even though I spend most of my time talking about Notion and business. But that's beside the point.
I'm about the same. Notion or YouTube, just replace business with YouTube, and I guess YouTube is business.
Yeah,
depending on what you're on YouTube for, I guess. I am going to bring it up just because we were talking about inline maths. You can make some really funky looking stuff with inline maths.
Yeah, there is some cool things.
You can make some nice art with inline maths.
No, you can make pixel art. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's art. But yeah, that's really.
It's not funny though. It did look really. I have to give you credit for that. That must have taken you so long.
Yes, I still haven't done Luigi. Luigi is still cut off at the head. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, I made Mario in Notion with inline math pixel art, which was fun. It was a fun build. Right. So aesthetics. We've gone through the inline maths. Databases. You can't really change the aesthetic of a database. Do you like it? Do you like the aesthetics? Because obviously, gallery and board, you can add an image. Table, you can't. List, you can't. What are your thoughts on the aesthetics of typical Notion databases?
This is a fascinating one, because I think this is going to go in a direction that I didn't think it was going to go, which is formulas. Because if you think about it, I use formulas as an aesthetic thing. I take
that's,
the data.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, like for me, I enjoy the little emojis that come in there and tell me what's going on in my list view. I would not, I was doing something recently and it wasn't in there. I'm just like, why is it not in there? It feels so empty and boring. And I'm just like, right, turn it on. That feels so good. And a lot of Notion twit.
Notion twit.
Not Notion idiots, but Notion, the hashtag Notion TWT, is all about making it look so beautiful and attractive. But sometimes it's the functional aesthetics which really get me excited, because it's like being able to see how many tasks you've completed, the percentage that you are through a project, or how many weeks you've got left. That formula is so good. I love it.
Like, I was going with it, and I was like, oh wait, no, that's the formula.
Yeah, it is. They're all formulas, and one formula, which is huge and ridiculous, but it's beautiful. But that is aesthetic as well. I don't need to see those things, but I want to see those things on a very clean homepage where it's just there. And for me, that's very aesthetic and aesthetically pleasing. I do like gallery view as well. I do enjoy the gallery. And also I have the formula, the little info formula there as well. And I have pictures on there and I enjoy turning off. The timeline's freaking hideous.
Yeah, I don't like the look of it either.
There is no, the timeline looks horrible. It does look absolutely gross.
So this is interesting. This is something that, so I for those that don't know, I've been exploring other applications. One of them recently has been ClickUp, and I did a video around, yeah, now.
You just marry ClickUp.
Yeah, I did a video around ClickUp recently, and they have the Gantt chart view, which is the same as Notion's timeline, but then they have a timeline view, which is different to a Gantt chart view. And the timeline view looks like a timeline view that I would want. So instead of having each page or thing be a row, it's all sort of bumped up to the top. So if you've got one task, it just goes all across. And then it's colored and well and all the other stuff. So the timeline view in ClickUp is something that's the sort of timeline view I would want in Notion. Just looking at it, I was like,
actually, yeah, that's actually quite nice. I'm looking it up. That's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That does look nice. That is attractive.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I like the timeline view. I don't like the Gantt chart. I don't find Gantt chart useful whatsoever.
No. And because the timeline functions the same as a Gantt chart, if it's over 2 days, the tile would go over 2 days. And that's really nice. And that's something that I would... There's another view in Notion you need to make.
But as long as you don't want to charge us extra for having unlimited ones. But,
Ooh, he went there.
No, I did. I think it was, and I went there when I first saw it. I think I was one of the first people to see it, or at least inside of the Notion community thing. Notion.
You mean you were the first one to post about it?
Oh yeah, first person. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was the first person to post about it, and I was just like, "This seems a bit BS."
Because as soon as I saw it, I went into my space and started testing it. And I couldn't find the restriction because they hadn't enabled it yet. And then I saw your post in the Slack and I was like, damn it, he beat me to it. Which is why I liked it straight away. I was like, yep.
Yeah, it's a soft cap. I don't know whether I should really be saying that, but it's a soft cap. You can have more.
Hmm.
Then in that case, I say, what's the damn point of restricting it?
I think they're working things out with the pricing and stuff.
I imagine think they are. They'll get there. The more people who,
not being funny, it's free. The application's free. Yeah. They've got to get money somehow.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that the enterprise level has already got quite a lot that we don't. I mean, the single sign-on stuff's pretty cool for people at that level. You know, the team plan is very good as well. Like, people forget that the team plan is actually quite useful for people who are, well, in a team.
Really? Is that what the team plans for? The team?
I think so. It might be for solo people too. That was a sarcastic comment. The personal.
Yeah, no, I was trying to think of a funny joke, but I couldn't think of one.
My YouTube channel.
See? Couldn't think of a funny joke, but it was funny because you're laughing. Yeah. That's literally my default funny joke because everyone laughs at it. everyone laughs at the fact that I can't make a joke. And it's like, okay, I'll just insult myself a little bit. There we go.
British humor in a nutshell. If nobody is laughing, take the piss out of yourself. Yeah.
Yep. 100% true.
That literally happened to me yesterday. I work with a bunch of amazing Canadians, and commonly whenever someone first meets me, it's like, oh, you're British. My instant reaction is to turn on the British accent and, oh yes, darling, yes, I am incredibly British. I have my cup of tea here. This is branding, you know, the British.
Yeah, we don't speak like that.
No, we really don't. Well, you don't. I do. I am relatively posh in how I speak for some reason.
I think you've sworn more than I have.
Yeah, you do realize that people who are posh swear a load.
You've obviously met different posh people to me.
Yeah. Well, maybe not posh, more articulate.
I like that word. It's a woody word.
A freaking what?
A woody word. Have you not seen that?
No.
There's like a really old film, what, series, where basically there's a posh, articulate character and one that is extremely slang heavy. And if there is a good word, such as a longer word or a bigger word or a more articulate word, it's called a woody word. Yeah. Anyway, back to Notion Aesthetics, because I feel like that just, yeah. We went Humpty Dumpty in the last episode. We're talking about woody words in this episode. John's now spitting tea over his mic. we are PPs. We are professional podcasters. We're talking about Humpty Dumpty and Notion.
No, we're not.
back to the formulas and aesthetics, because I was gonna mention, when it comes to a lot of other applications and their display, I'm talking specifically boxed applications here. Their display or their aesthetic is very, very fixed. And Notion is the same in that the databases are fixed. You have this view. But I think the biggest thing Notion has over most other applications that I've seen is columns. It sounds so simple, but columns. The ability to have multiple columns in a page drastically changes the aesthetic of a page. In the majority of other applications, you have a sidebar and a window. That window will either have access to a database, full stop, or will have access to a doc-style page, full stop. It doesn't have access to columns. In Notion, you can make columns. And even though I think it's the simplest thing you can have, I don't think I've found another application that has columns. Like Taskade doesn't, Coda doesn't.
Not a decent one, no.
No. I mean, Rome, I guess you would class the right sidebar potentially as a column, but it doesn't function the same. So in Notion, you can have linked databases at the top of a page, three of them, in individual columns, and you can see multiple pieces of information in one view. I mean, some applications have a list style view and a calendar view next to it, but it has to be that specific database. So it would be the tasks in that database with the calendar in that database. In Notion, you can have a list of different databases. You have three different lists of different databases next to a calendar of another database, all in one page. That as an aesthetic it's small, but so significant. Would you agree?
Yeah, because it gives you that ability to see quite a lot in a small space and be very flexible with how you view information and data. I like it. Although I wish Notion would just let us bloody drag a database to the right-hand side and create damn columns with it. Like, stop making us do this stupid bloody workaround. We have to copy the text and make the block going in. Just let us damn well use the darn things properly.
You realize, I know you know that you can just make two text blocks.
Of course I know that, but why should I have to do that? I don't want to have to make two text blocks and then pre-drag things into columns. You should just be able to drag and drop the bloomin' database.
It'd be nice, but I don't see much of it as a friction point.
It's not really a friction point, it's just an annoyance. It's just an inconsistency.
Inside a column, I agree. If you're inside a column and you need to make a column inside a column, yes. Yes, that. Anyway. Those listening are like, what the hell just happened? So if you're inside a column and you want to make columns inside a column, then you have to do the whole put it into page, make the columns, take it out the page, turn it into text, blah, blah, blah. That's irritating. I agree with that one.
Yes.
Like, can you please? But having said that, I haven't found another app that does columns, so I can't complain that much. I think every single page in my space has columns.
Yes, same. I some of them have multiple columns because I like columns.
Even on my dashboard. My dashboard on the left has a task list. On the right has a note list and another task list and a scratch pad.
I'm now going to see if I can find one page without any columns.
Nope. Go through your space. Nope, nope, nope. I was going to say my storage page, but that storage page has like loads of columns because each database is a column. But it's one of those small functions that changes an app quite drastically. And I think if a lot of other applications did something similar, they would get a lot more functionality out of it. I guess some of the applications have like boxed versions of columns where they have a window that opens and you've got part of it this side, part of it that side, or you could scroll down, but it's not the same because you don't have the customization within inside that window. Notion gives you that.
Yeah.
Even other doc apps don't give you, I mean, Word, for example, you have to go out of your way to make columns in Word. And that's a word processor.
Yeah. You have to do the bloody, yeah. I mean, you do have columns in Word, but
yeah, but you have to go out of your way. It's not just a drag and drop. Or not that I know of, anyway. No. You have to make change the settings. It's just, yeah, not fun. And I don't even know whether you'd be able to have multiple columns in a page. So you have like two columns at the top and then three columns underneath that in Word. I don't.
Yes, you can.
You can do that. I don't know. I use Notion, so.
Same.
I use Notion because it's easier. You just drag, drag, drag. It's literally Elementor, like WordPress Elementor, just in. I take it you don't use Elementor then.
I do. I have. Hard user. I don't think WordPress just makes me cry because I just don't want to be in WordPress anymore.
I'm in WordPress because it's the first one I went to and I can't be asked to change. It's like, if it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Except WordPress is fundamentally broken because you have to install hundreds of other apps just to make it work. But that's beside the point.
True. Is there anything else in aesthetics that springs to mind for you? Because I realize I've just brought up like four topics.
No, I'm fairly
GIFs.
Low on the aesthetic. That's where I was going to go next. I was going to think about GIFs next, but they're nice. I know that Teresa has a number of GIFs in her space. I like them because they provide joy. But functional, I think it would get on my nerves after a while. And I would find it distracting after a while.
Yeah.
For me. And also, I've been debating adding in proper banners as well to be more branded so that it looks like my space rather than just another Notion user space. Icons is a good thing. Both you and I were using emojis forever until we shift to the database model for like dashboards. Mm-hmm. And now we can just use whatever freaking icons we want. I'm looking at my dashboards page at the bottom and there's still emojis right now, but that's because I haven't got icons yet, but still.
this is an interesting point that is kind of related to aesthetics. But so I use icons now in my space, personalized icons that are nice for all the tasks and dashboards and projects and stuff. And because I changed the tab bar out, I can't use the browser. I just can't do it because I have to go between different workspaces, and going between different workspaces, I can use control 1, 2, 3, 4, wherever I'm going. I can't do that on the browser. So navigation actually becomes harder inside the browser than it would inside the app. And that's because of the aesthetic choice I've chosen. If I was to use the tab bar, it wouldn't matter whether I was in the browser or not. So that's something that sort of just sprung to mind. And something with GIFs. I just couldn't put them in my space because it would slow down Notion too much. That may be due to my laptop.
Yes, it is due to your laptop
not being drastically powerful, but still, having GIFs all over the space, or over the page, because if Notion isn't loading it, then obviously it's not charging, blah, blah, blah. But loading loads of GIFs, I imagine, would slow down your space. And if you've got other things that are asking Notion to do a lot of stuff, like formulas, and if you've got formulas that rely on relations, yeah, which rely on rollups, which load other databases to get the information, you suddenly put a GIF in there as well. Notion starts to not like you very much.
I am just imagining Rebecca looking at this episode and going, right, I'm going to go into the Notion Nerds workspace and put GIFs everywhere.
See, that would be fine, because there isn't the big formulas that I have in my space that I imagine slows Notion down. I haven't seen any performance drop, but I imagine Notion on the back end is like, oh my God, he's loading that page again. So I know if I put a big database in that page, it starts to see a performance drop. If I put a gallery with loads of images, if I put my Christmas calendar template in my dashboard page, it takes a couple of seconds to load, because it's a gallery database, and a gallery is slower than all the other databases. And if I was to put GIFs in that gallery, it will slow down. I know it will, because of the other stuff I've got on the page. So I think aesthetics, I guess, could be limited by the power of your PC.
It is, much like everything. And this is the same with the big complaints. This is the same with the big complaints with the mobile app.
Don't get me started.
As you recently noticed, when you have a more powerful phone, it goes faster, because you're just it's nerdy techie stuff now. But like, it uses the power of your phone to load it quicker. If you have a crummy, really old phone, it will not load faster. What was the point of that? No one can see it.
If you have an old, you can.
if it's crummy phone or an older computer, it will take longer to load. That's just the nature of the beast. When you're on a digital platform, if you have a slow computer, everything is slow.
Yeah. Yep. 100%.
And Danny, you need to add the link to your Christmas calendar template, because I am not searching for that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Wow. You're going to do something on this thing.
Right. Talk to yourself.
I talk to myself all the time.
Look, actually, that'd be interesting. What we should do is we should do a percentage to see who talks the most on the podcasts.
You.
Huh?
You.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I look at the Descript, it's you.
Oh, does it give you that then?
Yeah, you can. It can tell who is the person speaking. You can assign each person, and it's normally you.
I should probably shout then.
You can't.
But then I do love talking. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a creator if I didn't love talking. So,
see, as a coach, I like listening.
I try to listen twice as much as I speak when I'm speaking to someone that I'm going to be coaching, but I'm not going to be coaching you. And I love that saying, I listen twice as much as I speak, because I only have one functioning ear.
It's kind of beautiful, to be fair.
For those that don't know, I'm deaf in my right ear. So I've only got one functioning ear.
It's great. You and I are great. It's like, you're deaf in one ear, I'm blind in one eye.
My eye ain't exactly great.
And, your eye's a bit buggered anyway.
I've got an infection in my eye that makes it blurry. Yeah, my right side is just broken. Like, I'm blind, I'm deaf. Oh, yeah. That was a really, really derailed conversation. Whose fault was that, do we reckon? Because I can't remember.
Rebecca, insert whose fault it was here. Thank you.
Rebecca, insert John's name.
But aesthetics is an interesting thing. Like, some people really hate the way. Which do you prefer? Do you like the dark mode of Notion, or do you like the
I'm literally going to ask you the same question.
Well, I asked you first.
Child, I got there first. I did it first. White mode.
Sorry?
White mode.
Light.
Normal mode, default mode.
Light.
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 Light compared to dark, yeah. Okay, light mode, white mode, default mode. Not black mode, not dark mode. How else do you want me to say it?
Light mode and dark mode. Not white mode and black mode.
But what do you call the black mode? Darker mode?
Well, that's not even an official thing. So
no, but it's still a thing.
And dark. Or darker.
Default and dark mode.
Yeah, that works. I like default. See, I am a 50-50 on that one.
You can't sit on a fence.
I'm not going to. I was about to explain my point. Thank you.
Get on with it.
I use light mode during the day. And then I do switch to dark mode in the evenings because I often work on my laptop in the evenings. And so it's a bit bright and I can't be bothered to turn down the brightness. And so I often switch there. That's about the only time I really switch between the two is when my eyes are sore and I need a break because I spend way too much time on a computer. And I only have one functioning eye.
Does that actually make a difference?
I
Does
don't
dark
know.
Mode actually
it
decrease?
Feels different. It feels like it makes a difference. It might
just because it's dark, not white.
Well, it's not as blaringly burning my eyeballs as the dark mode is.
Is that objective or subjective?
It doesn't flipping matter. If it makes me feel better, it's better. Shut it.
Yeah, but that's subjective.
Well, whatever.
Tell which one's the academic in the room.
Yes, which means you've just basically spent an awful lot of money and wasted a lot of time on shit that you don't barely use.
Yeah, but I do use most of it. And I haven't wasted money because I haven't had to pay anything.
Yet.
Yeah, yet. And when I do have to pay, do you know how much I have to pay? Like, piddles. It's like nothing. Is literally
could have been that money and time could have been invested in other things,
such as
this is a whole nother conversation that we should have about learning in general, but anyway, aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, light mode, dark mode, I don't think it really matters, to be honest.
It's personal preference,
yeah. And I think it depends what other stuff you have in your space. Like icons. Some icons don't work well in dark mode and some don't work well in light mode.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, for example, my icons work well in light mode because white and orange are my colors. But if I was to put the orange on the dark mode, I don't think they would show up very well. But I don't know. I haven't tried.
No, they don't look good. They don't look good in the dark mode.
Yeah, I'll do a control shift L in a minute.
Orange does not look good.
I'll do a quick tap across. I'm trying to think of anything else in aesthetics because we've covered the majority of things in aesthetics. We've covered databases, we've covered fonts, we've covered colors, we've covered the light mode and the dark mode. We've even gone into like tech specs. I like that. Tech specs.
Honestly, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, we're, in case it wasn't blooming obvious, we're not very aesthetically minded. We just want function and be as functional as possible. And I think that's
to an extent, yeah.
To an extent, yeah. You want it to feel good and look good and be nice, but it's all very much dependent on what you want it to look like. And there are many ways you can make things more aesthetic. You can use like call out blocks, and then you've got the kind of sub block thing, which is kind of cool. I use callout blocks for clients, and I think that's important. Although I don't care about aesthetics, it's important if you work with clients inside of Notion that you do consider that. And having nice banners is nice for clients, and they enjoy it and they think it looks nice and feels nice when you share it to someone as a public link. The banners look nice and pretty, but it doesn't matter in terms of like day-to-day life to me. But it does for my clients, which is why I do it.
I guess this comes into design, the whole design profession. Yes, there is a purpose for design, but I think the purpose for design is for marketing. If I'm not mistaken, you design for a marketing purpose or a sales purpose rather than a, oh, this looks pretty. Am I right in saying that?
I think Roxana will have another comment on that one.
She's a designer. Well, yeah, I would imagine design is for a purpose. My understanding is design is to tell a story of something that's gone on or something that's happening, or a branding design to keep you consistent across the board. That makes sense from a public page design standpoint. But design in your page, I don't know, it just seems overcomplicated is not the right word. Over-engineered, maybe? Over-analyzed?
Yeah. It's a hard one, isn't it? It's a difficult one to fully care about. You can over-engineer anything. You can over-engineer your Notion with multiple databases and multiple bloody properties that we can now hide, but still not the point. I know.
Very quickly on that. If you're hiding properties and you change something, make sure you have a look at the database for all the properties hidden, because you may have hidden properties you no longer need. Hint, hint, I did that a lot.
And also when you do relations, make sure to double check that your relation you don't already have, because you were just being lazy and couldn't be bothered to check. And then you end up another relation to the database that you already have, because you forget you can now hide properties.
I didn't think of that one, but yeah.
I've done that. Recently.
Oh damn, I don't have a relation. Let's make a relation. Oh wait, I already had it. I just wasn't showing it.
On that bombshell, thank you for joining us for this episode of the Notion Nerds podcast. We will, goodness sake. You called me immature. Seriously. For people wondering why I'm just like, for goodness saking him right now, just look at the
I can't get the other one off my finger.
You are a moron. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Notion.
Old adult.
You enjoying interrupting me? Is this to get back or when I interrupted you?
What? Am I interrupting? Oh,
yes,
sorry.
You are.
Am I? Do you want to do the sign? You can do the sign.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.